Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Podcast. This is your waiver wire preview here for week number 14. So I don't have a ton here in terms of some of the positional stuff. So let's just sort of run down. We'll just run right down. Tyler Huntley, I think warrants basically a max bid if you're playing in a super flex format. This is an uncertain timeline of return for Lamar Jackson. Days to weeks is never a reassuring ligament damage type of description. It's not something that I like. I think the common consensus is a couple of weeks. It's at least over at Football Guys, it's kind of what Dr. Gene has said. And that's kind of the impression that I get. I think it's a max bid for Huntley for a couple of reasons. And number one, it's keep away. Number two, he has shown that he's got top 12 ceiling in a short sample size, which he did last year. And number three, there's a fat tail outcome of, hey, he plays well enough to potentially earn another look someplace else, right? Now, as I keep looking around the NFL, I keep thinking, you know, you see there's not enough quarterbacks to go around, right? We see this in Carolina, right? If Brady moves on, like, there's going to be an issue in Tampa. Like, there's not enough guys to flesh out the position. And so you have to start taking a broader look at it. I think Huntley is one of those guys that if teams want to squint, they could potentially see a bridge type starter or a potential option here at the position. So I think he warrants a push your chips in. Like, if you've got it left in Superflex and it's a shallower league, I think he, for all of those reasons, warrants the big play. San Francisco, Brock Purdy is going to start, it looks like. Josh Johnson was signed. I'm interested in adding both of them, but probably more as like a price enforcing type of bid. It's not going to be, somewhere in the 5-10% range would be of like the overall budget is kind of what I would think. I don't think either of them have outs to be a 2023 starter the way that a guy like Huntley could, and Huntley could do it in a way that's like consequential. I don't think either of these guys have that. So that's kind of the a little bit of the limitation. I honestly think if Josh Johnson was a starter, it would be better for fantasy purposes for the quarterback position. I don't know about the supporting cast, but that would sort of be my thought there. So those are really the big ones there in terms of the stuff. The other thing I would say is like, make sure you're optimizing your backup quarterbacks, right? And really sort of, if you've got Allen, you know, do you have Case Keenum? Like, this is the time to sort of make those pivots going into your playoffs and the like there. So double down on that. And again, really, really try and curate your roster so you're optimizing it every week. The running back position's a bit more voluminous here in terms of your decisions this week. Zonovan Knight is taking over the job for the Jets ahead of James Robinson. There's a lesson to be learned there for teams about trading up for guys, you know, that maybe someone will ever learn this. I don't know. It's certainly not the Jets, but that Zonovan Knight, a UDFA, comes in and basically supplants James Robinson. We'll see really what the spread is between him and Carter, but he's performed pretty well through a couple of weeks. I will say this, there's an athletic report circulating that says it's Knight's job ahead of Carter even when Carter's back. That would be something that I would not trust going into a week of playoffs or trying to get into the playoffs this week whenever Carter comes back. And so I think a couple of these situations fit very much together, which is that you're in this Knight situation and a bit of the Homer Seattle situation as well kind of suffer from the same problem, which is there's going to be probably a week of uncertainty with only really 4 weeks left. And so when Carter comes back, you're going to feel comfortable rolling with Knight. If it's this week, then you're going to be able to get some information, and then you're facing a decision in week 15 about that. Again, maybe that's a situation where it breaks right for you and Knight's a difference maker. But if it's a spot where what I think actually the worst case scenario would be is Carter out this week, Knight plays, and then week 15, Knight and Carter are sort of in a little bit of a this uncertainty type of dance going on between them heading into the week. You're not sure who to start, and you're kind of in a bad situation. Then maybe you get an answer in week 15, and then in week 16, right, you're sort of – then you can sort of play off of that, right? This is – or you don't, right? Or you don't have clarity, right? So this is sort of that dance where why do we like clear injury away guys? Why do we like guys that are basically either ors? Because it makes this decision process really easy. That's why we like guys like Madison and Perine. Like, this is the example of that. The other one that's in that same sort of vein – is Seattle with Travis Homer and DJ Dallas. Homer has been playing ahead of Dallas in the sort of quote traditional running back stuff, right? Your sort of early down work where he would be replacing Kenneth Walker. He has played ahead of DJ Dallas in that role. So it's like 2 to 3 to 1 over the course of the season. So again, Homer was out this week with, I think he was banged up with a knee, but it was really the illness that kept him out. And so DJ Dallas is the guy that kind of takes over. Dallas is a little bit banged up too. It could be Tony Jones. Like, there's a lot of uncertainty there with this. I would say keep an eye out for like Wednesday practice reports if you've got later in the week ads or anything like that. But the sense that I get is it's not that long of an absence for Walker. This is a spot I think where Homer could potentially be the straight injury away guy. And but we're sort of in that same spot where at least we know if Walker's out, if Walker's back, it's Walker's job, right? But the other thing is we don't necessarily know. Is this going to be a week 14 situation where it's going to look like a timeshare? We're not going to know. Again, then Walker doesn't seem like he's that far off. This feels a bit like the Jets. Two situations that don't feel like the Jets that do feel like they're a little bit more clarity here. Mike Boone instantly settled in the running back two spot ahead of Marlon Mack in Denver. The offense isn't any good, but Mike Boone has a shot to be an injury away guy, which, of course, is valuable. So that would be sort of my thought there on Boone. I'm interested in sort of adding him. And the other thing is, with Joshua Kelly coming back and being the injury away guy for the Chargers. That one's pretty clear. Ahead of Sony Michel, who is basically shoved off to game day inactive status, and Isaiah Spiller, who is basically made irrelevant at this point. The receiver position, I think Rashad Shaheed is probably the big name this week. There isn't a ton at the receiver position I'm interested in for waivers right now. I think it's been pretty picked over, and you know, if a guy's basically been relevant, he's been rostered, or we sort of covered that ground. So there's not a ton of difference here. You know, if you're looking for guys like scrape for Mac Hollins, Kendall Hinton types who are going to get some usage, those would be kind of the guys that I'd hope would be out there. But yeah, otherwise there's pretty slim pickings there for this week. The last one for tight end, again, not a ton there. Firkser is getting a little bit of work for Atlanta, but nothing I'd really trust. Hayden Hurst goes down with a calf injury. Mitchell Wilcox steps right into the full-time backup role. Steps out of the full-time backup role into the starting lineup and would be the starter if Hurst is unable to go. It's tight end two type production. He's going to run a bunch of routes, but I don't think he's going to draw the targets even at the rate that Hayden Hurst has. And like, I think the actual impact of this is it's going to make a bigger pie for both Boyd and Higgins and Chase, right? I think that's really probably the impact that losing Hurst will have fantasy-wise. So if you're desperate, you know, and you're trying to just, you know, create, you know, an additional lineup option or something like that in a premium format, that's where Wilcox is valuable. But in sort of your shallower non-premium leagues, I struggle to see him making a difference here for you down the stretch. All right, so that'll do it here for this edition. Again, always try and keep the show under 10 minutes and that'll do it here for this one. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.